Do you think sales is a bad word? When you hear the word sales, I wonder what images come to mind. Whatever your relationship is with selling, I'm glad you're here. Let's have a conversation about how to sell like a good human. Hi, welcome to Conversations with Good Humans. I'm your host, Katherine Brown, and I'm author of the book called How Good Humans Sell. For the last couple of weeks, we've been discussing this cool, simple model of human behavior that is called the BEAR model. B stands for beliefs, E stands for emotions, A stands for action, and R stands for results. If you've missed the last couple of Tuesday tips in the podcast because you're just now jumping in to Conversations with Good Humans, go back now and listen to the Tuesday tips starting two episodes ago, because you will enjoy this one more and get more out of it if you do that first. The framework of the BEAR model has helped me coach myself to become a better seller, and so I want to share it with you here for the next several weeks, and you're jumping in midstream. Up until now, we have been talking about how our beliefs lead to emotions. Whatever we believe deep down in our hearts and mind about sales, as well as about ourselves, will come out in the most unexpected ways. I know I'm often surprised, even at myself. I assert that unless you are on a deliberate plan of self-mastery, where you train yourself to do what we are going to talk about today, you will act out of your beliefs automatically, even if the action that you take does not serve your overall goals. This is kind of the essence of self-sabotaging. Beliefs are way down in us, in our subconscious, formed a long time ago. Just because they're not always easily accessible does not mean they aren't there, controlling the direction of the actions we take. Beliefs inform how we feel, and how we feel about things drive how we act on them. So the bridge between beliefs and emotions is usually automatic. We just don't know that's why we're doing things. Now that we're moving into the second category of the BEAR model, I want to talk about E for emotions. Many, many people have a short window between feeling a sensation in their body, naming it, and acting on it. Like, when I say short window, I mean like seconds. Let me give you a quick example. Many of my clients have shared that when they get ready to make a follow-up call to a prospect, they sometimes feel nervous. So let me ask you, what does nervous feel like for you? For some people, nervousness might show up as a dry mouth, or sweaty palms, or feeling kind of sick to their stomach. Most people will feel one of these feelings. They'll look at the name of the person they're supposed to call there on the computer screen, and then they'll jump up from their desk and walk away from their phone when they should make a call. When I began working with people and explained this model, these same people have become able to start noticing what is happening in their body. They might still feel the feelings, but they can look at the name of the person that they're supposed to reach out to, a person they want to initiate with for selling. They can feel all the feelings and make a different choice that leads to sales success. They can initiate with people in sales instead of walking away. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road in this Tuesday tip. This phrase I'm practicing lately is called notice and name. There's tremendous power in stepping outside of yourself for a moment before you make a big decision to notice how you are feeling. Then you name what is happening to you in your body as if you were a third-party observer. This process of naming and noticing, it makes you take stock of a situation in a way that psychologists call a pattern interrupt. I've heard some sales trainers use that phrase as well, pattern interrupt. So instead of doing the thing you always do, you have a pattern interrupt and you take stock of what's happening. Instead of me automatically acting based on my emotions, I slow down and I observe them. So it might look something like this. I sit down to follow up with prospects. I pull up my list in my CRM and my stomach does a little flip. Instead of taking that stomach flip as a cue to flee and avoid doing my revenue generating activities because my stomach is telling me I can't do the work, which is what so many people would decide, instead I lean into what is happening. I slow things down. I sit with the discomfort for a few minutes and I observe myself. Okay, I'm noticing what's happening. I literally will say to myself in these moments in a humorous way, something like this. Well, look at you, old friend. Your body is telling you that this thing you're about to do is scary and that you're not safe. That's a lie, though. You are perfectly safe. In fact, you are about to do a great thing. Your prospects are such busy people that they appreciate when you reach out to them again. They're struggling to stay on top of their own work, and you know how to help people sell better. Remember just last week, that prospect thanked you for following up with them again and not giving up. What you are doing is great. Keep at it. In this example, I would notice what my stomach was telling me. I would observe how I was feeling as if I were a third-party observer, and I name what might be happening there. I'm observing an untrue belief in that moment. The notice and name concept is big in teaching as well as in professional coaching circles. In fact, when I spoke at the Texas Coaches Coalition conference in the spring of 2022, I met a coaching instructor from the University of Texas at Dallas. Her name is Meg Rentschler. She has a cool podcast that's called Star Coach. I'll put the link to the podcast in the show notes, because if you, even if you're not a full-time coach, for your regular job, many of us have the opportunity to provide coaching to a friend, to our children, to coworkers who might be thinking through a big decision. And I have benefited from listening to the coaches that are interviewed on Meg's show and some of the concepts they share. So I'll share that there. So in conclusion, notice and name is our concept for today. We are moving into talking about emotions in the BEAR model: beliefs, emotion, actions, results. Let me know what you think. Also, please share this podcast with that person who came to mind while we were chatting here. If you've enjoyed it, please subscribe to Conversations with Good Humans, and I'll talk with you soon.